Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Every month, Adam Carr from the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service talks about some of the community events happening here. But of course, this month, just like last month, is a little bit different. With the coronavirus pandemic and the stay-at-home order, it's difficult to go out and explore things happening in our communities. But Carr has you covered. For the May edition of Five Things to Do in Milwaukee, we're highlighting things you can experience while sticking to social distancing guidelines. Carr joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to share some events and activities.
Well, Adam Carr, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Nice to be with you. I'm doing air quotes, Joy.
Yes, with me, but away from me.
Yeah, in my dining room while you're in your closet.
Yes. As we've discussed, the closet setup, while it makes for good sound quality, does not make for great video quality. So it
yes,
does.
My favorite Zoom call of the week is watching Joy in her cocoon.
Yes, like the Blair Witch Project.
Exactly.
So we have five things to do. Although we're obviously not going out to different places, there's still a lot that you can do from your home. This first event is something that I think has a great name.
For sure. It is named Jump for Joy, not for joy powers, but for the joy you feel inside yourself when you jump. This is a great Facebook group that started. I think sometimes we're let down by social media and how it doesn't really bring us together. It kind of keeps us apart. And the Jump for Joy Facebook group was started by a woman named LaDonna Telford, who has since moved away from Milwaukee but grew up here. She saw some friends jump roping on Facebook, thought it was kind of silly, and then she posted her own video with her son recording her jump roping. 10 friends liked it. They formed a Facebook group named Jump Rope Squad, Jump for Joy, just as a private Facebook group. Little by little, it grew, and now it has over 30,000 members. All over, actually, a lot of them are from Milwaukee. There's a big Milwaukee contingent as part of that. But now they're around the country and even around the world. You get everything from, you know, people like who grew up jump roping a little bit to people who are like professional jump ropers. So it's this, it's a digital community that I think is the kind of community we all hope for in real life, which is it's made up of everyone. And there's just a beautiful positivity there. It's a way for people to feel connected to each other. You know, when someone posts a video, there's 100 people that say, keep on going, you're doing great. And it's a really beautiful digital space that's come about during the pandemic.
So this next event is something that I think a lot of us have been focusing on. It's something that, of course, a lot of health professionals have been saying we should focus on. It's called Mask Up Milwaukee Challenge.
Yes, and it is created by the United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County. The hashtag is Mask Up MKE. And they have a goal of creating 3.5 million masks for healthcare workers and essential workers. So when I first saw this, I was a little bit intimidated by it because my wife actually, she sews and she's been sewing masks. And it's complicated and it's difficult. And she does a great job of creating masks with her sewing machine. However, this event or this opportunity, Mask Up MKE, all you need is one of three tools that I suspect most people will have in their house, either a scissors, a hole punch, or a stapler. So that's the only tool that you need. And they're saying, too, I watch the videos and I believe them, it only takes about a minute to make a mask. So what will happen is the United Way has teamed up with a bunch of partners, including the Milwaukee Bucks, the Medical College, Greater Milwaukee Foundation, and others. If you go to their website, you can make a time to pick up your own kit, which has enough material to make 700 masks, so that's a lot. You go to the Pfizer form and pick it up. You don't need to get out of your car. You'll make an appointment. They'll give it to you. Then you'll make the masks. They have all the guidelines on how to properly sanitize your workspace, etc. Wash your hands. Then you make these masks and give them back. For me, what I love about it is it felt just as a novice, a person that has no textile skills, but a little bit of manual dexterity, it felt like making masks was something for other people. I looked at this and thought, you know what? Even though I kind of have clumsy fingers, I could pull this off. I have a scissors, I have a hole punch, I have a stapler. I can make masks and help be part of the solution.
Yeah, so a way to get involved with helping this pandemic by still being socially distant, by still staying at your home, but also helping those in your community.
Yeah, and not needing any skills. And that's what I like about this. I felt when I first looked at it, I thought, oh, I don't know if I could do that. And when I read the instructions, I was like, oh, I know how to do every part. So
this next event, it's actually one of your events. And it's similarly a social distancing block bingo card. I'm interested to know what that means.
Yeah, so the list that we had last time, so for the month of April, everything was digital. And I think like a lot of your listeners in our newsroom and for myself personally, I've been spending way too much time in digital spaces and want to get out in the world. As we were talking about this in our newsroom, we realized one of the safer at home guidelines says you can go outside. You have to maintain social distancing. And one of the things that you can do on a daily basis is walk around on your own block. I feel like unless you have a dog, the kind of walk around your block has been replaced by Netflix and video games and all these other things. So we made this social distancing block bingo card, which I'm showing to Joy through Zoom right now. You can't see it at home. But one of our interns, Bridget Fogarty, designed a beautiful block bingo card, which I actually printed off. And it has a bingo board on it, so it's 5x5. And they have really great suggestions, just little creative suggestions for what you can do with your family, by yourself, on your own block. So it's things like make up a song about your street's name. So I live on 29th Street. I was kind of thinking about that. I don't have a song ready for you. Also, there's another one, give your street a new name. There's one, decide which is the coolest car on your street. My neighbor works on classic cars and lowriders, so I think the answer is in his garage. There are things on here like, you know, wave to a neighbor, simple things, find purple flowers, all kinds of stuff. So our social distancing block bingo card is one that I've personally been using to kind of just get up and, you know, it doesn't need to be a project. It's just getting out and spending 5, 10, 15 minutes just away from a screen, outside of your home where you're probably spending too much time, and being in and among your community.
So do you just download a PDF or something like that?
Yeah, we made it pretty easy to download. So if you look up, go to MilwaukeeNNS.org, our social distancing block bingo card. Yeah, if you just Googled that, it would come up.
All right. So the next event also about getting outside, really getting off of your couch as well, a number of different things that bring you into the garden this time.
Absolutely. I have, there's three tiers here. It's like those old workout shows that were on PBS where you had like high intensity, medium intensity, low intensity. And this is about growing food. The highest intensity, UW Extension has a garden rental program where they have plots throughout the county that you can rent for as low as $25 to grow your own fresh produce. This is a program that's been involved for 48 years. And this year is especially important. Not only does it allow people to grow their own food, which might help them out financially, it gives you something to do to be outside of your home and do something positive. So UW Extension, their garden rental program, they have plots throughout the county for you to grow. And UW Extension actually has a lot of great support in how to grow food. That's part of what they do here in locally. The second one, so this is the medium intensity, the Garden Will Come to You, the Victory Garden Initiative Blitz. They do this every year. They have a team of volunteers. They've been doing this for a while that go out into the city and help build raised bed gardens in people's front yards and their backyards. They call this their Blitz. They're doing it in May this year, as they do every year, and they've actually extended their deadline till May 6th, so you still have a little bit of time. So rather than going out to the garden can come to you. We actually have two Victory Garden beds in our backyard that have yielded incredible bounties of produce every fall for us to eat, including not tomato plants, but tomato-like thickets. We get these crazy tomato plants growing from the wonderful soil they give us. So the Victory Garden Initiative Blitz is happening, and you have until May 6th to sign up. So you can actually, it's not too late to get your own garden in your own backyard. lowest one, so high, medium, low intensity in terms of farmed produce and being able to eat it. The former growing power site on Silver Spring Drive, so at 5500 Silver Spring, they're calling it now the farm. Or what? That's kind of their name for it. And there's fresh and affordable food at the farm on Silver Spring. Essentially, there's a group that's organized some local food distributors that are offering big boxes of food, produce boxes. So at $20 will get you 35 or more pieces of produce with some oranges, carrots, celery, onions, all kinds of 6 pounds of prepared mashed potatoes. And they've been doing also hash browns. So also there's boxes you can get with meat in it, with butter, string cheese, yogurt, all kinds of stuff. So you can go out and visit the old growing power site on Silver Spring on the weekends. They're doing on Fridays and Saturdays. They're taking orders and you can go pick it up. So that is an option for those of you who don't want to grow your own food but still want to partake in fresh produce.
Well, and if you don't want to grow your own food and you don't want to cook your own food, you...
That's good. Good. That's a good segue.
You also have this last list.
That was a great segue. It was so good. It's hilarious. So we do talk a little bit before this, so she knew exactly where I was going, and I hadn't even made that connection. Our last item in the five things for May is we compiled a list of places that you can find takeout food, curbside delivery, etc. That list was one of our most popular posts on Neighborhood News Service during the pandemic, so we decided to compile another one, and we could probably keep going. We made 20 more places to find good eats during the coronavirus shutdown. And on this list are 20 places around Milwaukee neighborhood, so on the north side and south side, filled with some great restaurants. Pete's Pops out in the Martin Drive, Washington Park neighborhood, they're doing pickups of 10 popsicles. My very favorite restaurant in the world, Animal, a Pakistani restaurant on Mitchell Street, is open. Places like Damascus Gate, a Syrian restaurant on Mitchell Street, Vientiane, a noodle shop, also Bamboo, Thai barbecue. There's a ton of, we have Mexican food on here as well as soul food and barbecue. There's Caribbean food. There's delicious desserts. Actually, our cover photo is from Mr. Dye's Pies. So if you are hungry in any way, and I'm sure many of us have been, you know what, just give into it. You're going to gain weight. It's fine. It's a pandemic. If for any kind of appetite you might have out there, our most recent list and our one before that have a ton of great suggestions. And I think the added bonus of that is these are all small businesses. So these are places where when you spend your money, the money isn't going off somewhere to, you know, stockholders somewhere. It is, you're putting money in the hands of your fellow community members.
Yeah. Well, Adam Carr, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing these events.
Yeah, and these, again, the theme here is get out and go and do, even if that is going to pick up food to put in your mouth.
Adam Carr is the Deputy Editor for Community Engagement at the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. You can find more of our conversations with them about Milwaukee's Central City neighborhoods at wuwm.com.